At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back to the program. Gwen and Chris Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., idol today. Out for a couple of days for the All-Star break. And Matt Scraby as well here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. The camera, for those of you who've been watching on YouTube today, thanks for sticking around. The YouTube camera has been acting up. I usually take a lot of the blame for that, but today it really hasn't been all on me.
Well, the last 2 days, your camera has just shut off for no reason, even though it has power, and then we can't figure it out. So, but we figured it out. You're back on camera. Just go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, Scraby, for that. And I don't know, did you save anybody from underneath a gondola today? Or you?
I did. Oh, my gosh. I legitimately drove home last night and listened to that segment, and I was crying in my car laughing.
It was pretty funny. Lori said she heard it on the way home.
Did she even think we were mean?
No, she felt we handled it well. Because she didn't want us to, you know, make a big deal out of the fact that the poor lady I saved from under the gondola was a little heavy, but I think we told the story fairly, and you know, anyway,
I just can't imagine you running over there and trying to shimmy a woman out of her stuck position. I can't get over this. This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
It's the look on her face
that's stuck with you.
That's stuck with me. I can picture it right now.
It's just terror, right?
Terror and helplessness. Combination of the two. If you missed it yesterday, I was up in Telluride, got off my gondola, and the lady over on the other side fell and got trapped underneath the gondola. Had to go over and save her. If you want to hear the story,
go back to 220.
It's probably worth it. Yeah, 215 or so yesterday's show. It was pretty crazy. NL and the AL have the All-Star game tonight. We have some picks on that coming up. But before, I do want to tell everybody, here's what's going to happen now. At the bottom of the hour, about 25 of next hour, we'll play our Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Now, I put together the category today. I think it's a good one in the sense that, you know, you want to be a sports fan out there, certainly. It's going to be, you know, but it's not impossible trivia that, like, you would, you know, need any prior knowledge. I think the category I chose today will be one that you could take a fair guess, even if you're not sure.
But you have to be familiar with sports.
You want to be familiar with sports, and I assume you are if you're listening to a sports talk show. So, in general, I think that'll qualify you. But we need a candidate to go against Scraby today. Now, we're not going to have I don't know what prize we could have. We could give them Springfield tickets if they beat you.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we do that?
All right, let's do that.
If they beat you, you'll get the Rick Springfield tickets. If not, we'll give those away later.
And if you beat me, I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah, right. Well, and he'll throw stuff across the studio.
I will.
We'll play the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, but we need to find a contestant. And the way we're going to do it, don't call in, so don't drive us crazy with that. But in about 10 minutes, when we come back, in the chat, And this is this unfair to people that are driving? I guess they can't really get involved. But.
No, but if they're driving and they're going to play this game, right, it's probably really not the best idea playing, anyway. Yeah,
very good point. So if you're in the chat and there's so many people watch the show on YouTube and whatever, we're going to have you write in and just explain in like a sentence or two why you think you should get to play. And we'll just, I don't know what answer is going to be the best, but we'll figure it
Chris
out.
Chris is going to decide.
And I'll try to decide who will be the contestant that will get to play against Scraby.
I'm a little too biased.
In the Fantabulous Game Show today. In the meantime, let's do some Daily Gambit stuff.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I know this is a little bit of a side note, Chris, but I wanted to mention the All-Star game is going to have the automated balls and strikes. Well, Joe Torre talked about something that happened against the Padres in the 1998 World Series that would have changed everything
for the Padres. Boy, that's a hell of a point, Scraby. There is no question.
We'll talk about it.
That Mark Langston pitch to Tino Martinez would have been
strike
three.
That's exactly what he is. That's exactly what he said. He said he's glad it wasn't there then because that wouldn't have happened.
It was right down the middle. And unbelievable, the ump missed it, and Tino hit the next pitch for a grand slam.
Exactly.
And the Yankees won game one on that swing.
So you think Joe Torre has forgotten it? No, he has remembered it ever since.
You know what? Kudos to him for being the one bringing it up.
He's like the rules guy now.
But
so.
You would think it would be Bochy would be like, I wish it would have had it then.
Yeah, we can talk about that a little bit later, but I thought that was really funny.
Now, the automated balls and strikes today, is it just you tap the helmet if you think it's the wrong call?
Yep.
And each team's going to get a couple of challenges or...
Two challenges, I believe, and it's going to be interesting because there's a bunch of teams full of all-stars who think that their pitch was either a strike and not a ball, or that they're hitting and it was a ball and not a strike or whatever. But so we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right, let's get into what we did yesterday.
Do we have to?
Did I already say please gamble responsibly? If
yes,
I didn't,
you did, okay. And we know you mean it.
Who was going to win the Home Run Derby is the one we started with. Right. I said James Wood. He was eliminated in the first round. You said Matt Olson. I'm not sure when
he was
out.
Also eliminated, I believe.
But the big dumper, the dumper derby.
The dumper was the favorite.
He was the favorite by far, and he almost was out. He in the first round. He had to make a run in the end of the first round to keep going.
And he ended up tied, and he ended up winning on the tiebreaker, but less than 2 feet or something. It was really close.
Yeah, now I'm fully convinced that there's a Major League Baseball conspiracy to get the big dumper to win that whole thing. Not that he didn't deserve it because he still has to hit the home runs, but it's really funny how 2 inches is the difference between Brent Rooker moving on.
Either that or the big dumper wins and everybody's talking about it, or Brent Rooker wins and nobody cares. So, I see what you're saying. I mean, I hate to agree with you, but this one you might have something.
Next one was, who's going to hit the longest home run? You said James Wood. I said Byron Buxton. O'Neill Cruz just destroyed a ball.
Was it 513?
513 feet.
Yeah,
now, I was watching him, and he definitely was fun to watch do the home run derby. It doesn't really make a difference if you can't hit the ball in a real game, but he can definitely hit the ball a long way.
There is no question that the guy has more talent in his, thumbnail than you or I combined have, but it doesn't change the fact that I cannot stand to watch the guy play baseball. He just doesn't seem like he cares at all.
Tony,
and I just have a real problem with that, and I know that I'm the old guy in the lawn, but you have to at least agree with me a little. His attitude is terrible on the field.
It's better now that they've changed the manager and they've gotten kind of serious in Pittsburgh a little bit. But Tony and I were saying last week, or Tony was saying, really, he might need a change of scenery. He might need to get out of Pittsburgh and just try to do something else somewhere else, because Pittsburgh is a place where guys go to die, basically.
Yeah, he and Skeens,
they're out.
They're wasting away there.
And good then point. It's like Brian Reynolds signs up for a big old contract extension to be mediocre. Oh, yeah. you were out last week, so all these things are popping in my head. Brian Reynolds had a list of six teams that he can't be traded to. All six are contenders.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I heard he had to defend himself for that.
Yeah. No, well, Evan Longoria said, bro doesn't ever want to win.
And Brian Reynolds said, bro better just...
He said,
shut
mind your
mouth.
Business, basically.
Yeah, right.
All right, next one. Lakers and Clippers in the Summer League. Lakers are -2 on the spread. We both chose the Lakers. We were both wrong. The Clippers score of 67-58.
Yeah, what in the world happened there?
I have no idea. No. Pacers -3.5 against the Bulls yesterday in the Summer League. You chose your team, the Bulls. I chose the Pacers, and the Bulls won by 9, 114-105.
I will say, if you're a basketball fan, call up the name Johnny Furphy.
I'm sorry?
Strange name. F as in Frank, U-R-P-H-Y. He's a summer league guy for the Pacers. His dunk in that game yesterday was insane.
It actually is everywhere.
And it takes a lot for me to say that, because I've seen so many dunks that I've become numb to them. This one, he tomahawks it from like his waist and then over his head.
And it was that good.
It's a pretty good dunk.
All right, I'm
going
to check this out.
Johnny Furphy. If you guys want to look at it.
Can't make fun of Johnny Furphy if he's throwing down slam-a-jammas like that.
That's a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
Lynx. Minnesota Lynx played the Chicago Sky. The Lynx were 11-point favorites in this one. We both chose the Sky. We were both wrong because the Lynx won 91-78, so they won by 13. Valkyries, -2 over the Mercury yesterday. And you chose the Mercury. I chose the Valkyries. Mercury won by 1 point, 78-77. Angel Reese, over under 14.5 points. Both of us went under. Both folks were wrong. She had 22 points.
Angel Reese has been playing some really good basketball after a slow start to the season. And a lot of people are having to eat their words now because they were really critical of her. She'll never make a shot. I don't know if you remember this. They were betting in Las Vegas like tons of money that she would miss her first shot. And people were cleaning up.
Really?
Like putting,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, starting to put sports books like out of business with these bets. Angel Reese is making those people pay now.
Next one was Angel Reese over under 12.5 rebounds. We said over because she does get a lot of rebounds.
Not
only had 10.
Yeah.
And then is it Nafisa?
Nafisa Collier,
over under 21.5 points. You went under, I went over. The only bet that saved me, she had 29 points.
That gave you a 1-6 day.
That was bad.
Not good for
you.
That
was very bad.
All right, we're going to take, we're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
Because we'll do our picks a little later. I mean, it's the All-Star Game picks. There's not a lot to it. But I want to get everybody in and give you a shot to play the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. So, if you get on the chat and don't write War and Peace, okay? We don't have time for that. A sentence or two, make it kind of quirky, make me also think that you will know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you are in the contest and,
this is your tryout.
It's your tryout. Get a shot to play Scraping, the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And, we'll go over some of those entries and our picks for tonight's games when we return on Gwen and Chris.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
318 is the time, Crisello. And Mr. Scraby alongside today, Tony Gwynn Jr., Idol, All-Star Break. Tonight, the All-Star Game. Either the National League or the American League has won like 10 of the last 11 games. And I can't remember who it is.
I think the American League won last year.
I think they're the team that's won 10 out of 11 games, something like that. The All-Star Game, if you're not like of my vintage... Or my generation, Scrave.
Vintage.
Yeah. If you're not from my time, you know, growing up as a baseball guy, I don't think I can even properly describe to you how big of a deal the All-Star Game was compared to now.
I can understand.
It's hard to really explain it.
I feel like the reason the All-Star Game was bigger back then was because you didn't get to see these players as much. And this was going to be a time where you had all the players in one spot. Now you can watch whatever game you want at any time.
I think that's one of the many reasons. Yes, all of the players are far more accessible now. In the 70s, 80s, you didn't get to see Willie Mays play too many games. But you knew you could see him in the All-Star Game. That's a good point. The other one is that the teams or the players stayed on their teams. So yeah. Willie Mays played in 20 All-Star games. All were for the National League. He didn't cross over leagues every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So the National League really wanted to beat the American League and vice versa.
Yeah, and that's because they didn't play each other.
And they didn't play each other. That's the third reason. So
I still think this is the best out of the four.
It is. It's way the best, but it's not anywhere near what it was.
The NFL needs to just abolish their idea of the skills challenge.
I mean, Pete Rose, like him or hate him, however you feel, Pete Rose used to go up to every player on the team in the locker room and try to get them fired up before the game.
It's not like that
anymore.
Could
you imagine Manny walking around tonight telling Pete Crow Armstrong, hey, let's go, focus in, pal.
I think that Pete Crow or Armstrong would take it well. I don't think others would take it well.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just not going to happen.
So Juan said the Bo Jackson All-Star Game was amazing.
That was at Anaheim, now Angel Stadium.
Okay.
And I do remember this. Bo Jackson led off in the bottom of the first inning. And if I'm not mistaken, Vin Scully was, of course, doing the play-by-play.
What year is this?
1989, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I was living in L.A., so I think it was 1989. Vin Scully was doing the play-by-play. Ronald Reagan was on the radio being interviewed. Okay, he was president.
I know.
Right? So he was on the radio. Like, the president's there.
Yeah.
Vin Scully's interviewing, and Bo Jackson just destroys a ball to center field. And it lands, like, way beyond the center field fence. And Ronald Reagan and Vin Scully were on the call. Later in the game, I think Bo Jackson threw somebody out, you know, and stole a base. And
he was named the MVP of the game.
He was easily the MVP.
Yeah, you're right. Everything you just said is in the first paragraph of the Wikipedia.
There you go. Okay. So that was that. But, you know, Fred Lynn, who's a local guy now, finished his career with the Padres. He's the only guy to ever hit a grand slam in the All-Star game. I think that is crazy.
That is crazy.
And that was in 1983. So it's been a long time since somebody's done that. And I know that the Padre fans have been talking about Jaron Duran,
yep,
and whether or not the Padres will get him or,
yep,
trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was the MVP last year.
He was.
And you know who the MVP was the year before that?
Another
Padre. Elias Diaz.
Oh.
Yeah. Hit a game-winning home run a couple of years ago.
Where's that been this year?
He's got one a month. Scrabby's. I told you he's good for one a month.
I know. That's kind of messed up.
I know.
I've backtracked on the catcher thing. It's just, you got to find something different.
I don't know how they live with, you know, sending up an automatic out.
They don't. They have no choice, though. But, you know, just Luis Campusano, I talked about it last night. Luis Campusano, they've spent 6 years trying to develop this guy. Like, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. You got to figure something out.
What is it? Fish or cut bait?
I guess so, yeah.
With Luis. All right, who you got tonight? NL minus one, AL.
Oh, we're not doing our thing? Our,
yeah,
game
real
thing?
Quick, let's do this and then,
okay,
we'll get to it.
AL, NL minus one.
1.5.
I'm going to go with the AL since they always win.
No, the NL always wins.
Nope, that's not true. I looked it up.
AL.
Yes. The AL, the last time the NL has won back-to-back was actually back-to-back-to-back 2010, 11, and 12.
Oh, wow. So the AL's been dominating lately.
The only win since 2012 for the National League was 2023.
And that was Elias,
yes,
Diaz's home run.
Yes.
All right, I'll take the NL for that. 7 runs over, under. It's almost always under because nobody can get a hit against these pitchers.
Good point.
I'll say under.
I'm going to go over because the game was 5-3 last year.
Who has more strikeouts tonight, Scooble or Skeens?
In their one inning?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Who gets more?
Scooble or Skeens? I'm going to go Skeens.
Skeens. I'll go Scooble because I love Skeens, but not that much. Kelsey Plum tonight for the Sparks, 17.5 points against Washington. For Kelsey.
17.5.
I'm a Kelsey fan. I'll say over.
I'll say over too.
All right, that's it. All right, here we go. Now, we got 5 minutes here before the bottom of the hour. If you haven't written in, you're running out of time. But we want you to write in on the chat and just say why you think you should be the contestant to go against Scraby in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby, you want to give me a few here? Do you,
yeah,
have a few you can give me?
Few.
And then I'll just pick one and we'll make it happen.
Before I do that, this hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Staples. All right. First one.
Okay.
Not going to give the names you're picking.
Yeah, don't give me the game. Yeah, right.
I just want the chance to make Scraby upset like you and Tony do.
That's a good spot. Yeah, I like that one right off the bat.
Next one. I'm down to play and test if being on the spot is as good as playing along in the car. As I like to say, I'm a 2-time local bar trivia bronze medalist.
Ooh.
Promise not to cheat. Scout's honor.
Okay.
Another one. I think that you should pick me because I've been a longtime listener but have never called in. I enjoy playing along with trivia and would enjoy the chance to contribute to Scraby's negative win percentage.
I like niceness, and I like the mention of Scraby's negative winning percentage.
Another one. You should pick me. I listen Monday through Friday and guarantee Matt goes down. The only thing lucky about Scraby is his dog. Okay. That is pretty clever.
Okay.
That is pretty clever.
Okay. I think all four of them been really good that you've read me. You've picked good ones.
Yes.
You want any more?
Those are
All right.
Those are the best ones.
I'll just go Lucky the Dog. He's in.
Lucky the Dog.
Lucky Dog guy is in.
That was pretty good.
I don't know.
No, it's Padres Die Hard. So Padres Die Hard, when we go to break, give us a call, 833-288-0973, and then I'll get you on the line.
Either do that, Padres Die Hard, or if you're willing, put your number in the chat and we can call you.
No, don't do that.
All right, don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right, so 833-288-0973. And please, nobody call and say, hi, I'm Padres Die Hard. Unless you actually are Padres Die Hard.
That's a great point, too.
Help us out a little bit. That. I know you people out there like to try to, pull a little trickeration on us.
That is really funny. The only thing lucky about Scraby is his dog.
Padres Die Hard, you are going to get a chance to play the Fantabulous Sports game show today. That'll be coming up in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, when we go to break, Padres Die Hard, give us a call.
All right, and anything else we got? I'm looking for baseball news. There's really...
Oh, I have...
Do you have something today?
Yes. Well, it's too much of a conversation. Here, I'll give you the starting lineups for the All-Star game.
All right, I'm
National League in order of batting. Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna, Ketel Marte, Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado.
Fifth?
Yes.
Manny's fifth, okay.
And he's followed up by that really beloved Dodger, Will Smith. Kyle Tucker, seventh.
So that means when Manny hits a home run, Will Smith has to high-five him at home plate.
That is something I
like.
Come on,
Manny!
Francisco Lindor, eighth. Pete Crow Armstrong, ninth. Paul Skeens pitching. American League,
Pete Crow Armstrong?
Yeah, he's
batting
definitely
ninth?
Is.
Okay.
Well, I had an issue with Manny Machado batting fifth over Freddie Freeman, but Dave Roberts, I believe, is leading the National League.
If I was Dave Roberts, I would take care of my guy first.
American League, Gleyber Torres leading off. Riley Green, two Tigers at the top. Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Ryan O'Hearn, Junior Caminero, Javier Baez, Jacob Wilson, and Tarek Skubal.
You know, one out of all of those 18 guys, the guy that I'm looking forward most to watching hit, of all 18, well, Manny, okay. But other than Manny, Jacob Wilson. I like that guy.
I know.
He's batting like ninth from the A's,
yes,
right? The shortstop?
Yes, yes.
I really like that guy. I don't know what his...
Does he hit for power? Because
he was hitting way up there. He's still up there. He's 332. He's second in the major leagues in batting average. The only guy that's a better batting average than him is Aaron Judge.
Oh, gosh.
And he does have nine home runs.
He does. His OPS is 837, so he's much better power guy than I thought.
Is he a rookie?
He's 23, which doesn't mean anything. But
I wonder if this is his first season. No, I don't think so. He had 92 at-bats last year. I think that's too many. But he's fun to watch. If you haven't seen him, he'll be fun to keep an eye on. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll have the Fantabulous Sports Game Show with special guest contestant Padres
Die Hard.
Die Hard next on Gwen and Chris. All right, welcome back. 3:35 is the time. Padres Die Hard is on the line. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. Dining, takeout options. It's spiroscuisine.com. Padres Die Hard. What did he write again, Scraby, that was funny that got him to be the contestant today?
Let me go back and look, but it was something about
my dog,
Lucky.
It was a takeoff on your dog, Lucky, yeah. It was
you
well
should
done.
Pick me. I listen Monday through Friday and guarantee Matt goes down. The only thing lucky about Scraby is his dog. And if you're just tuning in, I have a dog named Lucky.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Padres Die Hard, good job. Welcome to the show. Are you there, sir?
Oh, you wanted him on.
Yeah, let's pop him on.
All right.
Welcome him in here. Hi, sir. Hello.
What up, Chris? How you doing?
Very good, sir. Very good. Do you want to be Padres Die Hard, or do you want to throw your name? It's up to you.
I'll stick with Padres Die Hard.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of like that. All right, so Padres Die Hard will be our special guest contestant today. I'm assuming you know how the Fantabulous Sports Game Show works. I will give you a category, and then you and Scraby will exchange trying to guess correct answers. And whoever gets more will win.
Padres Die Hard definitely knows how
I'm sure
it works.
He does, but I'm just making sure that
no, it's all good.
There
all
also
good.
Might be some people listening who don't know.
No, I wasn't
the rules.
Saying you were doing anything wrong. I was just saying he knows.
All right, so he knows the rules. Everybody can play along out there. And Padres Die Hard, if you win, if you want them, You'll get the Rick Springfield tickets. I don't know if that's your era of music or not, but we'll get to that.
Not sure who that is.
Yes, exactly.
We'll give you the choice between the tickets or the qualification to Las Vegas.
There you go. We could give them the qualification to Las Vegas. I like that.
All right.
So here we go. I'm going to give you the category.
We got to go to traffic first.
Traffic and then introduce the segment. Yes. Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it... Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. Fantabulous Sports Game Show with Padres diehard stepping in for Tony Gwynn Jr. today. There are 15 correct answers today, gentlemen. 15.
Okay.
So first person to 8 will win. Okay. Or if you miss an answer, you get a strike. 3 strikes and you're out. And again, I chose this category because I think even if you don't totally know this, you can make a very educated guess.
I like that.
And still be in the ballpark.
I like that.
And it's funny that I said the word ballpark.
Ah.
Because that is what we are talking about today. Major League Baseball stadiums.
Okay.
Tonight's All-Star Game is being played in Atlanta at Truist Park. That is the second newest park in baseball. It opened in 2017. The only one newer than that is Globe Life Field in Texas.
Yes.
But you don't need to know that. What you guys need to know is the 15 current oldest stadiums in Major League Baseball.
All right, I got this.
All right, 15 oldest stadiums, and I do need to put this in there. Both George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa Bay and Sutter Health Park in Sacramento would be considered two of the oldest.
But they're not.
But they're not in the running for this.
All right.
All right, so don't guess Tampa Bay. Don't guess the Athletics. And again, you don't need to know the name of the stadium either. You just have to guess the team name. So that's pretty simple. I think even if you don't know, you got to at least make an educated guess. All right, so top 15 oldest stadiums in baseball. And Padres diehard, since you're the guest today, you can pick first.
All right, I'm going to go with Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field, pretty good idea. Wrigley Field, right? It opened in 1914. It's the second oldest ballpark, which is kind of a clue. But anyway, Scraby, what do you want?
I'll go with the oldest ballpark.
You'll go with, which is?
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park. Okay, you guys got the two easiest ones out of the way. All right, next up, Padre diehard. You name one of the 15 oldest stadiums in baseball.
I'm going to go with the Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Dodger Stadium. That's the third oldest now. Yeah. Can you believe that?
I can.
1962, it was built. It is also, and this may be, you may not know this, and it's not part of the game, but just for information, 56,000 capacity at Dodger Stadium, far and away the most in all of baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, the Dodgers lead the league in attendance every year. Well, one of the reasons is they have the biggest stadium.
I wonder why.
All right.
Do they lead the league in fans showing up on time? No.
All right, what's next, Graby? 2-1.
I'm going to go to the other Los Angeles area stadium because it feels like Angel Stadium has been around forever.
All right, it's the fourth oldest, 1966. Okay. So you got that right. It originally was Anaheim Stadium, Edison Field, but now Angel Stadium. It doesn't matter. It really matter. You just needed the team. So you guys got the four oldest. And
all right, now it gets tough.
Gets a little tougher. You're looking for any of the top 15 in terms of oldest ballparks. Padre diehard, our guest contestant today. You're up, sir.
I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals.
I wasn't sure about this one.
Yeah. And it's a little unfortunate for him because they still have Busch Stadium, but it's a brand new Busch Stadium.
It's Busch Stadium like 3.
Yeah, it opened in 2006, so it is not one of the 15 oldest. So it's okay. You get an early strike. Don't worry. Scraby always has the lead in this game, and we know that he blows it.
I know.
So that is a strike. St. Louis Busch Stadium, the current one, was built in 2006, so it is not one of the 15 oldest.
All right,
Scraby, you have a chance to take the lead here.
You know what stadium seems new, but it's not?
All right.
Oracle.
Oracle Park, home of the San Francisco Giants.
Yes.
That is the 15th oldest. You barely made it under the wire.
Oh, no. This is not good. I thought that was in the middle.
It was built in 2000.
Yes, I know that.
And that is just under the wire here.
Wow.
So you barely made it.
Okay.
But it is a correct answer, and you lead 3-2. Now, this does give you guys a little bit of a hint in the sense now that, you know, every other stadium that's on the winning list is at least
2000
as old or older than San Francisco. All right, Padre diehard, you do have one strike. Give me an old stadium, or older stadium.
I'm going to go with the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers, Comerica Park. That's correct. It was also started in 2000, though. You're just under the wire.
Man.
Comerica Park is correct. I'm going to tell you what happened in research for this category. I found out how new all the stadiums are.
They're very new.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. So the 15 oldest stadiums aren't even that old, other than, you know, the four you named at the beginning. All right, we're tied at 3. We have 9 correct answers left. You're looking for one of the 15 oldest stadiums in baseball, Scraby. You're hesitant now because it's tougher. It's a tough category.
I think everybody complains about the stadium being old.
Okay.
Chase Field, where the Diamondbacks play.
Chase Field, where the Diamondbacks... They're an expansion team, though.
Yeah, but they won a World Series in, like, 2001?
And their stadium was built in 1998.
I knew it!
That is correct. Very good, Scrabby. Chase Field is the 11th oldest in baseball. And just, again, a little trivia note. Behind Dodger Stadium, Chase Field is the second most in capacity.
Okay.
48,000 plus. All right, Scrabby takes a 4-3 lead. Padre diehard trying to tie it back up here. One of the older stadiums. What you got, sir?
I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Ooh, Philadelphia Phillies. I want Padres diehard to win. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how this game works, Scrabby. I never have him rooted for you since the beginning.
I know.
But Padres diehard just got his second strike.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Philadelphia Citizens Bank Park was built in 2004. It's a little newer.
I did not realize that either.
I know.
They played at the Vet until 2004.
They played at the Veterans Stadium over there, which...
which basically was a piece of concrete with a baseball field.
A round piece of concrete, just like you had in Cincinnati where you grew up.
Well, I didn't grow up there.
All right, Padres diehard's up against it now. He's got two strikes.
I'm just...
But Scrabby has blown bigger leads than this.
I have. I'm just trying to think of teams that are old.
Teams that are old. All right.
What about...
What you want is stadiums that are older.
I know, but if a team's old, then they've been playing for a while.
Okay.
I'm going to say... I know there's been a lot of remodel. I'm going to say Kauffman Stadium.
Kauffman Stadium.
Royals.
Kansas City. Built in 1973.
Oh, wow.
The fifth oldest stadium in baseball. You got it, Scrabby. And you are putting on quite a performance here. You lead 5-3.
I'm not going to celebrate at all.
Not yet. There are seven answers still remaining. Padres diehard needs one here, though, to stay in the game. He needs one of the older stadiums.
All right.
So let me have one.
I'm going to go with the Baltimore Orioles.
Orioles.
Camden Yards.
Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Now that was a good guess.
It's old.
The reason it was a good guess is because Larry Lucchino built that before he ever came to be
over
part
here.
Of here. And that stadium was built in 1992. It is one of the oldest ones in baseball.
Nice job.
The funny thing about it is it doesn't seem... It seems like a new stadium. Like, if you went to Baltimore, you'd say, I want to go to the new stadium.
Well, they keep moving
the
fences.
It's now 30 years old.
They keep moving the fences,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Very good, Die Hard. You were on the board there with that one. 5-4. Scrabby, your turn. No strikes yet for you, Scrabe.
I have one written down that I'm saving.
You're saving. Okay, well then don't.
But it was one of the first that came to mind for some reason.
Okay.
I'm going to say Coors Field.
Coors Field, 1995. That is correct. Home of the Rockies. I don't have any further knowledge on that. The Rockies came into being in 1993. Did you know that their first 2 years they played at
Mile High
Football Stadium?
I did not know that, but that's crazy.
They did before Coors Field opened. All right, Scrabby leads 6-4, but you're still in the game. Padre diehard, there are only five answers remaining, though, and you need one of them to stay in it. Otherwise, Lucky the dog walks away with a victory here.
No, Lucky's cheering for Padres diehard. Let's be real.
Lucky's cheering against you also?
Yes, of course.
All right. Give me one of the five oldest parks that are not been named yet.
All right. Well, I already said the Cubs. Let's go with the White Sox.
Tries the White Sox.
I didn't even think about them for whatever
guaranteed
reason.
Guaranteed rate field. Opened in 1991. That is a winner.
Wow.
Correct. Padre diehard hits it.
All right.
6-5. Of course, Comiskey Park was there for ages and ages before that was...
I'm impressed. Padre's diehard
he's playing
hanging
well.
In there.
He's playing well.
Yeah.
You're playing well, but you know what's happening here? Is that Scrabby is having a very rare good game.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
I always lose by like 1 point.
Well, you're winning by two right now. There's four correct answers left, Scrabby. You can get to the doorstep of victory if you get one of the four remaining older stadiums on the list.
All right. I'm going to go with one because everybody says it was built for Ken Griffey Jr., and Ken Griffey Jr. played a long time ago.
All right.
Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati Reds, the Great American Ballpark.
Yes.
That one. Opened in 2003.
No!
That is not a correct answer. Give me a buzzer.
Ugh.
And that is your first strike.
Oh, no.
Padre diehard, you're still alive and kicking. There are four correct answers left. You need one here. If you get one, you put the pressure on Scrabe. What do you got?
I'm going to stick with the Ken Griffey theme and go with the Vetter Cup guys. Seattle.
Oh, sticking with the Ken Griffey theme.
I didn't even think about that. That's an old stadium.
You know what's funny? When you said Ken Griffey Jr., I thought, oh, you got it. But you said the wrong one. It is correct. Seattle T-Mobile Park 1999 is one of the older ones. And Padre Diehard has pulled even at 6-6. But you only have one strike. This could be your second, or you can really put the heat on. You got to get one of the final three.
I think I just remembered one out of nowhere, out of thin air.
Thin air, one came to
you. I'm not sure of the name of it, but the Blue Jays.
Blue Jay Stadium is called the Rogers Center.
Yes.
Otherwise known as the Rogers Centre.
Centre.
Spelled that way. Yes, that's quite old. Built in 1989. It's the sixth oldest ballpark.
I was feeling the pressure on that one.
Yeah, all right.
I was feeling the pressure.
You're now up 7-6. But there are still two answers remaining.
Oh, no.
Padre Diehard, your path to victory is get one right, Scraby misses, and then you get the other one, and you would win. But you need this one first.
How many left?
There's two. There's only two left. You guys only have three strikes. You guys have done a great job on this category. Two left. Padre Diehard, the guest contestant today, pushing Scraby to the limit, trying to get the 14th of 15 correct answers here. You need one of the two to stay in the game. We're looking for the 15 oldest ballparks in Major League Baseball. Padre Diehard, the floor is yours.
He said Toronto. And that's
he did. He took Toronto. Padre Diehard. You know what I like about Padre Diehard?
What?
He's a gamer, though. He's playing the game. You're not just throwing
clues.
What?
Let's go with.
Oh, he said he'll take clues.
Oh, yeah. I think they're old.
Houston, he says.
Oh, the juice box.
Houston, Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, that gotta be
Enron Field. Now called.
Oh, if it was called Enron, then it's definitely old.
It was. Now it's called Dakin Park. Built in 2000. That is correct.
Oh, no.
Padre Diehard gets it.
Oh, no.
It is 7-7.
Oh,
there's
no.
There's one correct answer remaining. Scraby, you only have one strike, so you get the first crack at it.
Oh, no.
If you get it, you win. If not, Padre Diehard can win.
I will never hear the end of this.
Oh, man. This is setting up to be so delicious.
Although I do have one that
you
I have saved.
You did. You
yes.
saved one.
I played this game way too many times to know that I'm going to run out.
So you saved one just for this moment. Could it be the correct answer? You're looking for one of the oldest 15 ballparks in the major
league. Here comes a Lamont Butler shot.
To win... Scraby's
right here,
very
written
confident.
Down. Written down.
Very confident. What do you have?
The Guardians.
Progressive Field in Cleveland.
1997?
Is the 28th largest ballpark in baseball.
I don't care
Only
about that.
Only holds 34,000 people, but it was built in 1994.
Yeah!
Scraby pulls it out. That's hey. Way too much of a celebration against a guest contestant.
He pushed me to the limits. You're gonna win a prize no matter what. Stay right there.
Stay online, man. We got to give you something.
Thank you for playing, and thank you for playing along.
You're an excellent sport
and, not cheating.
And a good player
you.
All the way. Yes, Progressive Field was built in 1994. You got it right, Scraby. You went 8-7. Fantabulous game show. That was a fun one today.
I'm nervous.
Since I have a minute left, here are the ones that are not that old or have built.
My next guess was the Brewers.
Since 2000, the losing, in this category, wrong answers were Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, both in 01, Petco Park in 04, Nationals Park 08,
Mets and Yankees, both 09.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Minnesota Target Field, 10. Miami's crazy thing down there.
Yeah, I knew it.
2012.
Crazy thing down there.
Atlanta, where they're playing the game tonight, 2017. And the newest one right now is Texas Globe Life Field, 2020.
Do you know who? Here's a little bit of trivia, and I'm sure you know this, actually.
All right.
First visiting team to ever play in Citi Field.
In Citi Field, I don't know, the Padres?
Yep. just taking a shot in the dark.
By the way, I said the 28th largest ballpark, Progressive Field.
Uh-huh.
That means it's the smallest, because the only two that are less are the two minor league ballparks.
That's crazy.
I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
All right.
I was like, maybe the Oakland Coliseum. Wait, they're not there anymore.
Yeah. All right, Scrabby, you did it, man. Your experience saved you there.
It really did.
By holding on to one correct answer.
Unfortunately for Padres Die Hard.
Padre Die Hard was great. We have more Gwen and Chris coming up, including Chris versus the fans.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.